KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, good morning to a bright, sunny day here in Watertown, South Dakota, 1480 AM, On the Water and in the Air, live with you also on Facebook and replay, 7 a.m. Saturday morning on KS93 FM right here, Watertown, South Dakota. Well, we are going to have one of my favorite guests about one of our favorite subjects. We're going to talk AIM Weekend Walleye with Denny. Denny Fox, are you live with us here in Watertown, South Dakota?
You know, there wouldn't be a better place in the world to be this morning than Watertown, South Dakota.
The only better place to be is somewhere where there's not a cop looking for me to run through a red light this morning. You know, I'm kind of still on winter rules. He wasn't going to take that because he said he had time to stop for that light. But, you know, when they're turning yellow and going to red, I'm not slamming on my brakes in the winter. The heck with it. Plus, I'm talking with one of the best walleye guys I know in the country and knows a little bit about AIM. And, you know, sometimes I think that's why he actually gave me a ticket, because I was on my phone. Let me see here. Uniform traffic ticket, $114. No problem, officer. Thank you for giving me that ticket and keeping our roads safe in Watertown, South Dakota. Whoa. Okay, we got that off our mind. Not even going to mention his name, because I like Watertown Police Department. All right, Denny. I've seen some really, really good information and some real early excitement again this year about the Anglers Insight Marketing, the AIM for short, the Weekend Walleye Series, and you're kind of the guy in charge of most of this. So, what is happening with that world of walleye fishing?
Well, let's just say this, Lynn. You know, a few years ago, we all started this thing with a project in mind of doing catch, record, and release in the walleye world. And as more conservation keeps hitting year after year and more respect for our resources, AIM just keeps playing right along into that method of catch, record, and release. So we don't bring any walleyes to the stage. And the amount of anglers responding to our tournaments has been earth-shattering.
Yeah.
How's this for earth-shattering? When in 25 days in the state of Wisconsin, in the Wisconsin division, we have three divisions now, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin has four qualifying tournaments that they could sign up for starting February 1st. And on the 25th, all four of them tournaments of 100 boats each were filled.
Oh, really?
400 tournaments in the state of 400 tournament entries in the state of Wisconsin in 25 days.
Oh, my word. That is fantastic news. Unless you wanted to fish in Wisconsin on an AIM Weekend Walleye event, then you're a little out of luck for this year. But, you know, even the we did one of these, a friend of mine, and I kind of just jumped into one up in Devil's Lake, North Dakota a couple years. Even the North Dakota, the Minnesota, I saw the Minnesota numbers were really starting to build already also.
They are right there, right next to Wisconsin. Most of three out of four of their tournaments are three quarters of the way filled at 75 boats already.
In
1 month's time. In North Dakota, numbers are twice as many as they were last year at the same time. Last year, we experienced a 30% growth in North Dakota, and I expect to see that again this year up there because of the format. You know, our anglers have flat out come up and said, there's no other way to fish a walleye tournament than catch, record, and release, Lynn.
That is kind of really, really, really started to catch on, even though every one of us was a little bit concerned about, you know, the processes, but, you know, after one or two your first one or two catches and and snapping a quick picture and putting them on that protected CD. Well, they don't call it a CD. It's a little chip, SD card. There you go. And, you know, after that, this has really caught on and actually turned out to be much, much simpler.
Oh, absolutely. You know, how many times do you put fish in your live well at, you know, takeoff? You start fishing at 7:15 or 7:20. You got two of them in there already. And you're trying to keep them fish alive and healthy so they can be placed back into the system by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a long time to keep a fish safe and healthy inside your live well, babysit it all day long.
Well, a lot of our guests here, Denny, tune in for a little bit of a tip here and a tip there, but you know, today I think, you know, explain to our guests that don't tournament fish, they're just tuning in for many other reasons. You know, the public perception has changed when your tournament comes to town.
Oh, I would love to elaborate on that. For those of you that don't understand the tournament world, you know, it's long since been in the tournament world, we keep fish in our live well all day long. We bring them in, we put them on the scale to actually weigh them and find out how much they weigh. What CRR is, catch, record, and release, our guys actually put them on a bump board in a pre-designed way that we have set for them. They shoot a picture of it to verify the length on the body of the water. They take a picture of the other side of it, the hero shot, you know, with your big smiling mug in that picture. They'll have fun with it. And then they put it right back into the water. It takes about 45 seconds to a minute. So the same fish that they're going to register later on in that tournament are right back on the same rock that they caught it on last.
I was trying to think, Denny, if I could hold my breath for 45 seconds.
I think almost everybody can. And, you know, fish can live out of the water for a little while and be very healthy when it goes back in. You know what the neat part is that fish is right back in the water. So everybody that's listening to this program right now can go back there and catch it and have fun with it the next day as well. It's all there. We don't take anything out. Our footprints are, what kind of footprint do they call that now in the world? We leave a very small footprint.
Yes, that's getting to be quite a story you have to be explaining to everyone, is this footprint that we're leaving. My daughter was trying to explain to me last night that, you know, Dad, electric cars, we've got this figured out. A couple friends of mine in my sixth grade class, they've got how, you know, the electricity can be made much cleaner because they put scrubbers in those machines. So, yeah, I think that's the kind of footprint that we're leaving, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I believe in the diesel world, it's called a carbon footprint.
Oh,
you know, many different names.
Good morning there, Lenny Eubanks. Good morning. Ann Schmidt is tuned in, and she says hello to Cam because I have a six-year-old here that's really into Junie B. She's joining us today. She gets to slime her teacher if she does a lot of reading. So, you've heard the slime thing, haven't you, Denny?
No, I haven't.
Oh, just tune into YouTube or ask any 6 to 10-year-old out there. They'll tell you what this slime craze is all about. Well, they're going to slime the teacher at the Watertown Christian School here. What is that going to happen in the next week or so? On Friday, they're going to slime the principal at her school. So we're getting excited. We've been I woke her up this morning, and she was sleeping on 3 books. Because it's a way to get them to read. That way we're smart and we can talk on the radio someday.
Not to give away my age, but I'll check in with my grandkids on that slide.
There you go. Yes, Denny. Well, you know, quickly explain, there is a, you know, a lot of the, we've seen some of the South Dakota anglers, but the North Dakota, you've got the North Dakota circuit. South Dakota anglers have been running up there doing some fishing in that circuit. Are you seeing any South Dakota anglers in the Minnesota Weekend Walleye Series?
We are, actually. We've had, in the last couple of years, they migrated over from the South Dakota Plains, and they're playing. It's probably because of the strong Minnesota schedule up on the big popular lakes of Leech and Mille Lacs.
Oh yeah.
There's a few of them coming up this year to fish them events. But a lot of them went up to North Dakota, and we appreciate that. I'd like to hear from my South Dakota anglers and see if there's a time where I need to start a circuit down there for you guys, Lynn.
Yes, I know it. There's so many busy things, but I see Jesse Beekle did a fantastic job getting that started the last 3-4 years. He and Jen was big part of that. And now we're passing the torch on to Jeff White from Bismarck, a good old traveling friend of mine from the fishing days. So everybody's in good hands up there, aren't they, Denny?
They are. You know, Jesse and Jen, they've been around this game forever. Jesse was a champion on the AIM Tour, on the AIM Pro Tour, back in 2000, I believe it was 8 or 9. Jesse won tournament there. Him and Jen did a great job for us up there, but they cited more personal time they wanted to have to go to their Florida place in the summertime. And Jeff White came along, and you know, Jeff's been around this game for a long time. As you said, he used to travel on the PWT, and that's the professional walleye trail, if you don't know what the PWT is. And so Jeff's been around the game, and he's also, you know what's neat is he fished the whole circuit last year in North Dakota and qualified for the Warrior Boat National Championship Shootout this June. So not only will he be our tournament director in North Dakota, he's also could possibly be a national champion yet. So that's kind of exciting, and he'll be able to explain to everybody why they want to fish this, because he's living the dream right now.
That is, let's see, the format, Denny, for this weekend deal, which gives a lot of people a better opportunity to jump into this and not have that huge time commitment. They can, like, pre-fish on a Friday and Saturday. Are the tournaments usually on a Sunday? How does that work? I think you have to be in the top 10 in the final points. But even if you win one of those qualifying events, do you get an invite to this championship?
Well, here's the whole layout of it. We do fish on Sundays. We have 4 qualifiers in each division, 4 states, and so each division has 4 qualifiers there on Sundays, which really bodes well with the guy that works and has limited vacation time or family obligations. Because being on popular bodies of water, there's a good chance he knows a little bit about it already, so he could actually show up on Saturday morning, pre-fish for, you know, the whole day, and be competitive on Sunday.
Yep.
What we do is the state championship will be determined by your ability to enter 3 of the 4 qualifiers for the year.
Okay.
It doesn't go by points or anything, so the championship is a field of anglers that have entered 3 out of the 4 qualifiers. Then we have a national championship from there. Now, the neat part about the national championship is we take 10 boats from each state. So 10 boats will come out of North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin each. So 30 boats will play for. To get in that 10 boats, you either need to be in the top 5 for Team of the Year points,
okay,
your Yamaha Motor Corp Team of the Year, or you need to be in the top 5 at the championship. So let's say you and I, Lynn, we were fishing this circuit, and let's say we just didn't do so well this year,
mm-hmm,
which wouldn't surprise me with you and I.
I agree. I am on that same. I've already been humbled once this morning, and now I'm really, really humbled.
You know, when the leaders in points have 600 and you and I down there got 112, okay,
yeah,
we're just not really in the points race.
Yeah.
But just because we didn't do well this year doesn't mean it's on Devil's Lake now, and you and I know Devil's Lake. We go out, we pull a top 5 finish in that. We get an invite to be one of them 10 boats at the national championship, where it's a no-entry fee, winner-takes-all, basically, package of a $55,000 Warrior Boat Yamaha Motor Garmin Electronics package.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad for and not bad for a little weekend tournament circuit. I mean, that's
it's a $300 entry fee.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cheap. It's very, very affordable.
Yeah.
The working guy or the top end pro alike.
Right. Yep. Well, I was impressed when I call them the founders sat down. There was about four or five guys that sat down, put a pen to it. I remember Scott Fairbairn was definitely one of those. Keith Cavias, Gary Parsons, from those early days. And I know I shouldn't have started mentioning names because I know there's a couple more in there. But from those early days, where this has gone has really, really evolved into a nice little thing, Denny.
Well, that's what happened. We did the pro circuit, but then the recession hit of 2008, and that just slowed up tournament fishing in general. In 2014, though, the current board of directors of five guys came up with this plan to bring it to the masses. TRR before was basically restricted to one pro circuit that wasn't touching very many people's lives.
Yeah.
But since 2014, we've touched so many guys' lives with catch, record, and release. That many smaller clubs are using it now. Single one-day tournaments are using it. Lower-end stuff. Granted, the higher-end guys they have to do a little different than what the lower-end circuits do. Gosh, I hope that didn't sound bad.
No, I mean just your smaller little club tournaments, local things. I mean, if they can release these fish, a lot of guys don't want to clean these big fish anyway. They want them back in the water. So, this idea, they really didn't. There were some ideas floating around prior to that. There was a club tournament down here. I think they called it Lake Region. I mean, they were releasing fish way before this come along, and their little, during the week, one night fish off for fun. But it didn't really hit until this group started moving forward, and it's really caught on with a lot of places.
The vision that they had and the picture that they painted for everybody. And it really and truly made sense. It has to make sense to us, right? We're all outdoorsmen out there. We don't over harvest our pheasants or shoot our ducks all today because there'll be no more tomorrow, or shoot small bucks because we want big ones tomorrow. We want to take care of our resources. We want to be conservation minded. That's exactly what it is with a more conservation minded tournament circuit. We're not just there to take the money. We're not just there to exploit the outdoors.
Yeah,
we're there to protect it for tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to need to move on and get the Junie B reader to school and let Randy get his news rolling here, Denny. But sure wanted to, after I'd seen a couple press releases, wanted to get you on and let everyone know about the excitement that you've built. And the good work that this group has done, garnering sponsors so that there's boats to win when you have a little weekend tournament. So thanks a bunch for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Anytime I can get a chance to get closer to South Dakota, I will take it.
You're pretty close today. Well, another week of On the Water in the Air. We've had Denny from the AIM Walleye Circuit. We're going to send this thing over to Randy Grimes.